Runoff elections aren't the sexiest event in American democracy, especially when you're talking about a race as far down the ballot as State Board of Education. But given the heat from the national media spotlight, observers are wondering how the outcome of the primary may affect the balance of power between social conservatives in one corner and so-called Republican moderates and Democrats in the other. In District 10, ultra-conservative State Board member Cynthia Dunbar has anointed an Austin lawyer as her successor, Brian Russell.
Right. I would definitely say that I'm a social conservative, conservative in any stripe.
Russell is a well-connected Republican. He sits on the executive committee of the Texas Republican Party, and he's facing a challenge from Marsha Farney. She led Russell by only 200 votes in the March primary.
Without a doubt, I consider myself a conservative. I don't think, though, you will find that I will vote with a particular group all the time, because what I want to do is make sure I represent the people within my district. The people within my district are predominantly very conservative.
Both candidates say they agree that students should be required to learn about the strengths and weaknesses of evolution. Both candidates want the role of Christianity to be emphasized in U.S. history class. And both want the Ten Commandments displayed in public school buildings. But in a race between two Christian conservatives, on social issues, Russell comes out as slightly more conservative in a candidate questionnaire by the Austin-based Liberty Institute. And Russell's campaign narrative is centered around those credentials.
And what that means is basically looking at the ideals and the values set forth in our Republican Party platform. Those are things that I've been working for many years to try to put into public policy. And so
Farney says her focus isn't on who's more Republican, but on her credentials as an educator and a PTA mom, like in this radio advertisement.
Dr. Marsha Farney, Republican for the State Board of Education, a businesswoman and educator with a PhD in curriculum.
Farney has been able to pay for such ads by drawing on her personal wealth. She spent more than $100,000 of her own money in the weeks leading up to the March primary. Russell reported having spent about $20,000 in his last campaign finance report. And while Russell has political connections in the Republican Party, Farney has some name recognition thanks to her mother-in-law, Rhonda Farney, an enormously successful high school basketball coach. Voters will cast their ballots in the runoff election on April 13th. Nathan Bernier, KUT News.